This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN, where we check in each week with our friends from the Lauda District Library to see what's going on at the LDL. We have Chelsea Payton here. Chelsea, what's happening?
So we have coming up our August Story Walk. That is going to be from August 4th through 24th at Stearns Creek. And it is the book Blueberries for Sal. So you can take a story walk at Stearns Creek Park while you enjoy a hike in the woods. You can read Blueberries for Sal by Robert McCloskey. And pages from this beautifully illustrated picture book will be posted on signs along the path for you and your family to read together, along with some fun ideas for things to do while you're walking.
Okay.
This is a collaboration with Ottawa County's Department of Public Health's 5210 Let's Go initiative. Mm. We also have a program coming up with the Tri-Cities Historical Museum, some of our great friends here in town. We have Ellen Pollen will be hosting Tri-Cities Shipwrecks on August 13th at 6 p.m. And this will be learning more about the fascinating shipwrecks in the Great Lake region. Mm. The Great Lakes are the final resting place for thousands of shipwrecks, each one giving a glimpse of our history. So we're going to dive in and take a closer look at a few of those that have direct connections to our area, including photographs and artifacts from the museum's collection.
Ah, that sounds very, very exciting.
Registration is required. You can just show up.
Okay. All right. What else is happening up there at the LDL?
So it's not what's happening, but it's what has happened as of when this comes out. So today, in order to be passed, but today when we're recording this is the last day of our Grand Adventure Summer Reading Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little heartbroken, but it's okay. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
We've had a great time this year. So a little housekeeping first for people who are participating. Grand prize tickets can be submitted until August 8th. The challenge ends on the 31st, but you can still go use the Beanstack app or have one of our staff help you and access the challenge and past challenges to input those tickets for things. Finisher prizes will be available until August 15th for those who have completed the challenge of reading 500 minutes. And grand prize winners will be contacted via phone or email by me August 11th through 15th.
Okay.
So, now for the fun stuff.
Now, yes.
Participants this year.
Yeah.
We had 2,300 people.
Unique participants?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And because we're still halfway through the day.
Yeah.
So we might get a few more because we'll have a lot of people who they'll get a reading log and then they'll come in on the last days.
Okay.
And they'll give us just everything they did for the summer and we input it all at once.
Couple of stragglers.
So, but around 2,300 for this year. Very fun, very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something that we love about it, like I'm happy we've had so many people participating, especially because a lot of our activities and initiatives with it this year have been connecting people with their family and friends or getting out to local parks, learning new things. And those are all part of the activities that we encourage people to do for the challenge. One of them, I think you'll really like, and I think maybe we've talked about it before.
Mm.
So one of our activities was to come up with your own dance move.
Yes.
Show it to somebody, have them name it, and then submit to us the name.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear some of the funny
names?
Yes,
I would.
We have the Daddy Long Leg Dance.
Ah, okay.
Birdie Toes.
Birdie Toes.
The Salmon.
Okay.
Like, what even is that?
Exactly. Probably like a fish type name.
Yeah. Yeah. The Granny.
The Granny. Okay.
I saw this one today. I really like this one for some reason. Just Planet Fitness. Maybe a flex in there.
Yeah, he's doing the Planet Fitness.
The Monkey Shake Wiggle.
The Monkey Shake Wiggle.
Yeah, big fan of that.
Okay.
This one might be my personal favorite. The Marg.
The Marg.
Do a little like.
Okay.
A little shaky shake.
Okay.
And Chicken Nugget.
A Chicken Nugget.
So we've had hundreds of those submitted, but those are just some of them that really made me laugh. So, of course, we're having fun here this summer. We had some amazing programs. So just some quick highlights. We had our foam party.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was anyone in town a few weeks ago who all of a sudden had a giant chunk of bubbles maybe float into their yard, that was us.
Mm-hmm.
We had 204 people show up for the foam party.
Wow.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a program that was all about bees that I believe I highlighted with you. We had 79 people for that one.
Cool.
It was very fun. Yeah. Very good all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I know I talked about it a ton at the beginning of the summer, but our kickoff party.
Yeah.
We had we estimated about 1,000 people. We got to celebrate with local band Nocturnal Lights, Culver's, Arturo's, Rocky's Rocks, and the Midwest Mini Museum, and all of our amazing patrons. Mm-hmm. So we're so happy that that turned out so much fun this year. And so lastly, I have for you, mm-hmm. I think what everyone always wants to know, because it's all about reading, right?
Who read the most? Who got the big hours?
Well, I'd say total.
Total. Oh, total, yes.
So the total minutes read was 2,915,218 minutes.
Which breaks down to?
About 48,000 hours.
Wow.
It's an average of 1,267 minutes or 21 hours per reader.
Yeah.
I can say I did more than that.
Yeah.
I was at 2,170, but our highest reader, and I love that I can highlight her for this, is actually our head of adult services at the library, mm-hmm. with 16,000 minutes read.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's so many. So we absolutely love Katie. Mm-hmm. I think that's proof that if anyone should be head of our adult services at the library, that's what it takes.
Yeah. You know, she's bringing her A game the whole time. She's putting the work in.
Oh, yes.
Putting the work in.
It's all amazing. Right. So, you know, a big thank you for everyone who participated this year. We've had a ton of fun, mm-hmm. and I'm a little sad to see it end, but also now we get to celebrate the rest of the summer and just kind of relax.
And we'll have it back next year. All right, Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudittlibrary.org or Loudit District Library on social media.
She's Chelsea Payton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGHN.